Hello, people. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme, talking today about, well, cancer. Now, years ago, there was a doctor doing some research on blood samples from cancer patients and non-cancer patients, and found a pair of chemicals, proteins, that existed in non-cancer patients but didn't exist in cancer patients. He then was able to duplicate these chemicals, these proteins, in a lab and inject those into cancer patients, and found that it eliminated most cancers, even the most aggressive, most deadly forms of cancer that could not be treated with chemotherapy or radiation. And there was no negative side effects. People would take these injections and the cancers would go away. And it was amazing. And he patented these two proteins and then was treating patients and was arrested by the government for falsely claiming he could cure cancer. And during his trial, it came out that he actually was curing cancer. So he got found not guilty. So the government arrested him again. And during the second trial, the day the jury was supposed to come back with a guilty verdict, the government applied for a patent on the same two chemicals he had already patented. Now, he was found not guilty again and was able to dispute the copies of his patents that the government had filed. So he retained his ownership of essentially the cure for cancer. But they continued to mess with him and make it very hard for him to treat patients. Now, that got me thinking. When you have a bunch of lab rats or mice and you hit them with a chemical that causes cancer, there are always some that don't come down with cancer. We have bred mice to be very cancer prone, make it easy for them to get cancer, so we can figure different ways of treating that cancer. But have they ever bred mice that are resistant to cancer? So let's say you had 1,000 mice and you gave them a dose of radiation that in 90% of the time would give them cancer. So you knock 1,000 mice down to 100 mice. All those that get cancer you eliminate from the study, and now you've got some that didn't get cancer. Now may have been just random chance, or maybe they were resistant. So you breed them together, do a genealogy on all of them, hit their offspring when they get to 10,000 with radiation. Now, 90% again, maybe, but let's say one strain, one group of 300 are all descended from one set of mice that didn't get cancer the first time, don't get cancer the second time, then you've got cancer-resistant mice. And you, every generation, hit them with slightly higher doses of radiation, so you could breed essentially extreme cancer resistance into these mice. Now, they would have in their systems high levels of those chemicals or new chemicals that stop you from getting cancer. Now, you do a DNA analysis on these new cancer-resistant mice, compare it with other mice, find the proteins, the DNA, that makes someone resistant to cancer, duplicate that with CRISPR, and inject that into people, making people cancer resistant or cancer immune. Now you do that with, you take the blood plasma from a whole lot of little mice and inject that into someone with cancer, you might be able to cure them of the cancer. And then you give them CRISPR so that they never develop cancer again, make them immune to cancer. And we could do that across all humanity. So eventually, we, by mutating ourselves, intentionally mutating ourselves with very specific DNA changes, can make ourselves immune to cancer. So, but in the meantime, if you just get a whole bunch of mice and run them through these trials again and again, you get 1,000 mice, and you end up with 1,000 mice that are immune to cancer, and take just a little bit of plasma out of each one every few days, save up a nice pint of plasma, and if you end up with cancer, you pump that into your system, you may cure the cancer without the drugs, without the chemotherapy, without the radiation, just naturally. Biology is a wonderful thing, and we should use it when we can. Thank you very much for listening. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme, signing out.